Shalom Avracha, welcome everyone, Beza Hashem. We continue with Shmir Saloshin, Shara Tavuna, Perek Zayin, Shem the 166. The topic of discussion is how great people were punished for speaking negatively about Klal Yisrael. Another case the Chavetz Chaim here brings from the Sefer Charedim, in the name of the Medrash. In order to understand what we're discussing here, we have to go to a little history. Aram sieged Yerushalayim. The city of Yerushalayim was engulfed in a devastating hunger. Horrific hunger. A ra'av. Therefore, the prices of the food were terribly inflated. The king, he demanded that the Navi Elisha should come before him. Now, the topic of discussion over here, the Chavetz Chaim is focusing on, is that of the messenger. And the messenger is the one who is going to be speaking negatively about Klal Yisrael. Continues the background information over here, where the messenger was standing next to the king, when the Navi Elisha assured the king that the very next day there would be a tremendous abundance of food and that the produce would be available for extremely low prices. This is what the Navi says. The messenger, upon hearing these words of a Navi, he mocked and he scoffed at this nevuah, which of course came to fruition. Now, how did it come to fruition? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused the besieging army to flee the very next day. The Medrash, however, is explaining the messenger's words a little differently, as we see now from the Chavetz Chaim's explanation. The Hashlish Shenenu Shavar Shomar Hinei Hashem Oisa Arubes VeShemayim Heyeh Kadavar Hazeh. The messenger, he says, is it possible that Hashem will make holes in the sky? Could there be such a thing? Now, it's not that the messenger didn't believe in Hashem. Of course, the messenger believed Hashem could do anything and everything. Ach, says the Chavetz Chaim, the messenger's understanding was, his feeling was, Hador Hazeh Kedor Hamabul, that this generation was like the generation of the Mabul, and they're not deserving of this nes. They're not deserving of the food to come down, of the prices to be available for everyone to buy. In fact, this messenger was saying that it would be appropriate to punish this generation, just like the generation of the Mabul, the flood, was punished, where Hashem opened up the Arubas HaShemayim, as if to say like there are windows in the sky. This was the messenger's bewilderment. How could it be that such an evil generation would be worthy of such a miracle? Says the Navi Elisha back to the messenger, Yireh, you will see. V'lo yoichal, you will not be able to benefit and eat from the food. Why? Because he spoke negatively. He spoke in a derogatory way about Klal Yisrael. Were they the greatest generation at that time? They were Averis. But because he spoke in such a negative way, he did not merit to be part of this Nes. Once again, we see the importance of being careful not to speak negatively about Klal Yisrael.